Dick.
Previously on Bad Radio.
But at shoot around this morning, a priceless moment when 1920s reporter Scoops Callahan asked LeBron about Luka in a way only Scoops Callahan would.
Camp, let me ask you about tonight. How do you and your hardball cages from Lakeland plan to put the lid on Luka Doncic and his razzmatazz hop skiddly do on the money-making end of the court?
I don't know if we can stop the razzmatazz skiddly do, but we can just, make it tough on both of them.
I don't have enough time to get into who Scoops Callahan is and what that was.
Hey,
all I know is
roll with it though.
I'm looking forward to the razzmatazz hop skiddly do tonight against the Lakers.
Told you those tickets were pricey.
Man, that's a lot of money.
Yeah. Save up.
Yep.
And the fans are coming in too. Yeah. We'll be back.
I just read a recent article that you did with Bleacher Report. And I don't know, you might have been kidding when you said this as an offhand comment, but you told them that when you get to America, you might try and buy a tiger. And I got news for you. If you're coming to Texas, buddy, we can get you a tiger. So I want you to commit to that still being in the plans. I need you to buy that tiger.
I really like tigers, you know, but my mom doesn't let me, but we will get to the point that so maybe I will buy it.
Yeah. There's going to be a point where your mom's not going to be able to tell you no tigers anymore.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know, just, you know, there's a lot of stats going on, you know, I think it's a little bit too much stats, you know.
Yeah. Whatever the minimum is, I'm in. Let me just play one more year for this. This is fun. I say he does it. Yeah. I don't even think he thinks twice about it.
Are they going to get Durant?
No. Absolutely not.
Hey. You know, with Doncic,
small detail.
Well, let's say Doncic is
two
heads. Don't do this.
He is right, you know.
How's he say his last name?
Doncic.
Doncic.
Whatever.
Bogu.
Bogu.
You know, you can
Luka.
Get it
can
all the way
Luka?
In your mouth.
Yeah, just turn some heads.
Sauce all around your face.
Porzingis. You might get somebody more than you think.
What? Where's that voice coming from?
Why are you doing this to me?
You're doing it to yourself, pal.
Luka Doncic.
Boy, if you're the unicorn, you got to wear that booing as a badge. Been there, done that in this building. If you're Luka Doncic, I doubt they'll be booing him.
Tonight's assist there by Doncic, who plays with a smile.
Third assist there by Doncic, go along with 3 rebounds and 13 points.
Just watching him, I don't know how he's not going to be the number one pick. And I know DeAndre Ayton and Michael Porter, the kid from Missouri, are like kind of the consensus 1-2-3 with Bagley. But
and there's the Real Madrid point
yeah,
guard.
Yeah, Luka Doncic.
Doncic.
Yeah.
Doncic.
Is that a
Doncic?
Probably get rid of it.
No? Did I say it wrong?
Yeah, I had to dump that.
Whoa!
I think we got a show.
Oh, yeah, we got a show.
We definitely got a show.
Oh, yeah, there's a show.
Hi, this is Donnie Nelson, and I never listen to Bob and Dan on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket. I mean, never.
Who wants to join me for a beer?
Hey, P1s, right about now, Sports Radio 96.7 1310 The Ticket presents the Super Bad Radio Program.
Soups Cash.
Today's special occasions include Jerry held court at the Combine and shed his thoughts from the shower. Stars player man Tyler Seguin. We celebrate Luka turning 21 today. Also, old school ticker man Russell Scott. Friday flannel Mino. Me the killer. RIP Bob and Jake. And now, two hosts who can't wait to compare their 21st birthdays, shot books, and their debauchery. Julie Dobbs and Dan McDowell.
Yeah, so welcome to show number 14.
Jamie Benn show.
I think of Julio Franco.
Eduardo Najaroff.
Here of the new Bad Radio, the ultra all new and improved. With Tech Run. Jake isn't here. Julie's here. Killer is in trying too hard mode, I believe, right?
No, that was good, Killer.
What do you think? I always try too hard, and I always fail really hard.
We have a new number for 21, 21st birthday.
Yeah.
Twerfed. It's a new dance move.
I don't even know what's going on. Russell Scott is here.
Hello.
Hey, man. What's your bit? I don't know. Mino's here, as always. Are you wearing a flannel, Russell?
I'm not today. I'm not.
Sorry.
This is really the only day we care about wearing flannels.
We're going to tone them.
It's,
get out of here.
This is Julie's pet project. She wants everybody to get on board with Flannel Friday.
Yeah, everybody is. Everybody's on board.
Well, Russell just said he's not.
Besides Russell is what I was
But you said
to say.
He's not significant anyway in the greater
no,
scheme
No, I was going to
life,
say
right?
that you make it sound like I'm pushing and forcing everybody to wear flannel, but I think it's been fully embraced for the most part. I don't even need to remind anybody anymore. And, you know, we'll give Russell a pass for today.
Well,
I was just worried about the scorn I would face. I've seen it before from Julie, if you get on her bad side. And I wrote it down last night, like in a big, the big thick highlighter pen, wrote it on a piece of paper and just left it on my computer so I would see it first thing in the morning because I had forgot.
Really?
I knew I would forget, you know, so when I got to my computer, I would remember it. And then I remembered it and then I kept forgetting it throughout the morning. I had to get back, go back to the bedroom to finally get it, and I did it last second. Remembered.
Good for you.
And here we are.
For me, it's like
I didn't text Russell though.
I don't even have to remind myself. I don't even have to think about it. I wake up. It's Friday.
You just feel it.
I just feel it in my bones. It's Flannel Friday, and it's one less day to think about what you have to wear.
Will you pick your clothes out for the week, or do you kind of just go into your closet and grab whatever you feel like
me?
For the day? Yeah, both of you guys.
Honestly, for me, I am rushing out the door trying to get kids lunches and kids this and kids that. I look at like a pile of clothes that I haven't put away yet, but they're clean, and I grab whatever's closest, and that's what I wear. Very fashionable.
I think I'm right now in probably a 8 to 10 pretty tight rotation of shirts, so they're the first. You know, I have 50 shirts hanging up in the closet, but then the first 8 or so are the ones I keep wearing and then wash them, and then I wear it again. Like, all the ones, I could throw away a lot of shirts or give away to donation.
Yeah.
Why, do you pick out everything ahead of time? Or
yeah, I'll usually Sunday lay out Monday through Friday.
Oh, really?
Like, yeah, this seems like a good Wednesday shirt.
Really?
Yeah, and it's, you're not, you don't feel as rushed in the morning.
Wow. See, I do have those 8.
As long as they're clean.
And I might think something about Luca, and then I'll wear my Luca shirt or something like that. Is
call
like,
an audible.
All of us did. But I should do that. Just get ready, because I do prep meals.
I always do it the night before, so it's always hanging on the hanger, ready to go when I get out of the shower. My clothes are prepped and ready for me.
How often, Mino, do you wash your jeans? Do you wear a different pair of jeans every day?
This helps me not wear the same pair of jeans. I have about, I probably have 4 to 5 different pairs of pants I'll wear. And I'll kind of cycle through those every couple weeks. So I'll probably wear the same pair of jeans 4 times and wash them once every 2.5, 3 weeks.
Okay, so you wear them 4 times, set them
yeah,
aside,
but just
wear
not,
another one.
Usually not consecutive days. It
like
makes it look like
day.
You're not wearing the same pair of jeans every day.
But you are wearing the same pair every other day.
Yes.
Unwashed. How about you?
That's fine.
I probably overwash my jeans.
Because Donovan washes them after every wear, and I think that's silly.
I'm everywhere, every other wear. And
yeah.
I also dry them, which isn't really a good idea.
Oh, I always dry them.
Before, pre-soda, I would never... I would never dry my jeans. I would always hang them up because you don't want them to shrink, and you don't want them to get too tight and be uncomfortable.
And now you're all skinny and hot, so it doesn't matter?
I don't know about that, but I have a little bit more wiggle room in whether or not they stiffen up and or shrink when I dry them. So I just throw them right in. That makes life a lot easier.
What great confidence you have. Cockiness,
so
some
weight
would
loss. Highly recommend it.
It made Julie cocky.
Okay, we got to do a few things here. One is a big announcement featuring Julie Dobbs. And it is regarding our movie of the month. It's official. we now have a movie of the month up. Wait, let's see. Go to bobanddan.com. Or it's also, I think if you went to Jake or danandjake.com, it would go there. But I don't want to do that. Let's not. I think you could. I think it would direct you there. But Gordo still owns bobanddan.com. Are you at bobanddan.com yet?
I am.
What do we got up there?
It is there. You want me to read it?
What is it?
Bad Radio presents Zoolander.
So the movie of the month is going to be March 12th. That is a Thursday. It will be at the North Richland Hills Alamo Drafthouse Cinema, which is awesome. So you can go to bobandan.com or go to drafthouse.com/DFW, and you'll see a little link up there. But yes, Julie has chosen this month's movie. I have never seen it.
I can't believe that.
That's what everybody says when I say I've never seen this.
I haven't seen, I'm not somebody that has seen every movie, and I am usually the recipient of the person saying, wow, I can't believe you haven't seen that movie. But this is one of the movies that I've seen and love, and literally cracks me up every single time with the same jokes over and over and over. And I think you'll love it.
Well, there's a very sexist little byline underneath it. It says, join the boys of sports radio 96.7 1310. Don't worry about what frequency it's on or whatever. Anyway, it says join the boys of bad radio for a special showing of Zoolander Thursday, March 12th at the North Richland Hills Alamo. So all of that is almost correct, but we're actually including a non-boy. I don't know how that'll
otherwise
happen.
Otherwise known as a girl.
A female.
Mm-hmm.
The opposite of boy. But also to say girl, it feels like that's somehow viewed as demeaning. I would have to say woman.
Well, like, I have nothing wrong with you saying girl.
Okay.
It's the equivalent of boy. If you're saying man, then you would say woman.
Yeah, but you just can't demean
the partner for a boy.
You can't demean the white male. There's nothing you could say to demean us. That's why.
Okay, boomer.
Oh. What a jerk.
He's been on you this week.
He's found the spot.
At least he didn't bro you this time.
I don't mind broing with Mino. We bro down a little bit. We are bros.
Is Julia
bros before hoes, right? I think Julie would go into the hoe category if we were delineating bros and hoes.
So you can say that, but you can't say girl.
Right, yeah. I thought that would be offensive to say girl.
I would be more offended by...
by hoes?
Yes, by that.
It's all fun, Julie. We're just messing around. We're just funning.
I hear you.
We're just goofing around. So anyway, yeah. The movie of the month, Zoolander. See Julie. Julie Dobbs. Ask her about sports.
Or not. Or anything you like.
Or whatever. Teach her the popcorn trick. Although I think you already know about that.
Yes, I do. I wonder if they can get some Zen in there for everybody.
Do they have wine on the Alamo Draft? They certainly
do. They've got alcohol.
Yeah. Okay. They've got alcohol. I would guess wine has to fall in there. Are you strictly a wine person, or do you go beer?
I can't drink beer anymore because of the whole gluten-free thing, unless it's a gluten-free beer.
Which is disgusting.
Right, but everything that's gluten-free is, so you just kind of get used to it, and you convince yourself it's all okay. But wine is probably my preferred drink of choice, but I don't discriminate against any other sort of alcohol. Equal opportunity employer right here.
Okay. We're going to set you up. We'll even pay for your Uber if you want to really have yourself a night.
Did you know this is my mom's birthday? I'm just realizing, not today, but the movie of the month day.
Oh, no. Does this change things? Do you not want to do it on March 12th?
It's totally fine, but I probably shouldn't ask her to babysit while I go get hammered and watch a movie with P1s.
Why? She would love
birthday.
But don't old ladies love to spend time with their grandchildren? Like,
yeah.
Isn't that like a gift if you were to say, hey, a few hours alone with my kids?
They do up until a point. Like, she was here for about, 4 days this week? And yesterday, she just kind of looked at me and she said, my time is up. I'm going home.
Wow.
she hit a wall, which is fine.
Yeah, they always think they want to stay longer than they
they want to stay. But you're lucky because she could go drive home, right?
Yes.
Whereas my mom will always be upset that I've, you only got, because I'll get her plane ticket to come here for Christmas. And then I'll get her 6 days or something. And then she's like, oh, only 6 days, blah, blah, blah. And, well, she's ready to leave after four for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Because the kids, it's not as fun as when they were two and crawling around the house and she could just kind of look at them.
Yeah.
Now they're.
But even then, two's hard on the grandparents as well. Because sometimes they'll disrupt your sleep. Like, you've got to give them your undivided attention all the time. So, who knows?
So, join us on Julie's mom's birthday, mm-hmm. March 12th. BobandAnn.com or drafthouse.com/DFW. And we'll have good times. We'll have good and we'll get give. We have controversy on the morning show. Jake won the e-break. This was the e-break that Jake won this morning.
I think Jake said he had something from one of the morning shows this morning, and one of the ones I was watching, they brought his mom on.
Yeah.
Is that the one?
Who gave him his liver.
Yes.
He had a liver transplant at 27 where he thought he was going to die. His mom gives him the match, and then they popped her on as a surprise on television this morning. Yeah. He's like, oh, geez, mom. Oh,
really?
I wasn't expecting this, mom.
Thanks for the liver.
It was really, really cool.
Although I think it was a kidney. Yeah.
Okay, well, let's save that for tomorrow then, only because, I think you only have one liver.
Okay, sorry. Yeah, my bad. I'm not a doctor.
Whatever. I don't think you can give up. That's a Rocco move. That's a noon to three. I believe once Rocco did something involving livers. We're going to have to ask Jeb about that. I know that's one of his favorite Rocco moments. So that won this morning after the e-break voting. However, we think here on our show, we don't even think that was the biggest e-break of the week on our show, on this show. So Mino has pulled two other e-breaks he felt were more deserving of that e-break. Do you want to start with the Dan or the Julie e-break?
Hey, we can start with you. I think it was the same day, maybe the same segment.
All right. American funk metal band Cat Primus, with support from Wolf Mother and the Sword.
It's Primus, bro.
Primus?
Come on. I was well.
Really? I'm going to be mocked for that?
Yes. Primus, they wrote the South Park song.
Oh, really?
Yes. Right?
Yeah.
Continue your read. I'm sorry.
I read it wrong so that we would highlight it and give more love to the fact that they're going to be at the Pavilion at Toyota Music Factory in Irving Tuesday, May 26th. Tickets on sale now at LiveNation.com. You could win tickets from the ticket in Live Nation by texting PRIMUS to 22126.
I think you would know them if you heard them.
Okay. That was determined by Mino to be better than the one that actually won this week. Also, this one was delivered, I think, from Julie.
What song is that?
If you told me you were drowning, I would not lend a hand. That's her.
It's Berm on the drums.
You
what's
said
on the drum?
Berm, right?
Oh. Mm-hmm.
So that Urban.
That's a part of the song I didn't know.
I was thinking of Step Brothers.
Adds a little tone to the cymbal.
That Urban legend went as far, like when we were kids.
Why
that
is this sticking?
Phil Collins.
Gross. Berm. Like ham.
I don't know how you work with him. I really don't.
Yeah. Thanks, Mino.
That was the end of the drum fill.
You would think that would deaden the sound.
Oh man.
So those are the two that Mino thought was even better than the one that won. There's only one way to find out though. 888-787-1310. You have three candidates to vote for. You have Jake, which actually won this morning's e-break. You have Dan with the Primus e-break. And you have Julie with something really weird that she would put on the drum set at 888-787-1310. Would we possibly get the same batch of callers? Will Cassidy take a break from lunch to call us?
This is a pop-up e-break.
So it's Jake who won this morning. What was his main theme? Oh, livers.
Livers.
Running from the hills to donate the liver.
to the E-Bug, the backup goalie. We have Dan with a very innocent mistake that should not win the E-Break at all. Primus, I would not vote for that. And we have Julie. Julie, who wants to play drums, but she wants to do it with something that's really, really weird. She meant to say berm, but clearly that would be the one I'd probably vote for because Julie, you know, that stopped everything down. 888-787-1310. Hi, you're on the emergency break of the week. Go ahead.
Julie.
Okay, you're going to vote for Julie.
Yep.
What a great, responsible vote. Mm-hmm. See, from noon to three, we just get right to the vote.
Nice and tidy.
And it's not like that morning show that's all over the place and just with bits.
Hi, Bob.
Good afternoon. You're on the emergency break of the week voting. Go ahead.
I would like to vote for the queen of the ticket, Julie Dobbs.
That is Julie Dobbs. You are the queen of the ticket, Julie, by nature of the fact that you're not a boy.
There we go.
You're the opposite of boy. Good afternoon.
Sorry that happened to you.
That's okay
to say? It's a Julie vote.
It's okay,
nah.
But it's...
Did you dump it?
I think...
I did.
Mino did. I didn't think it was a problem.
Okay, yeah.
It's Friday. It's being
we'll
frisky.
We'll roll with killer.
Frisky Friday.
Okay, so that's three votes already for Julie. Hi, you're on the E-Break voting. Go ahead.
Hi, I'd like to vote for Julie and her funny drumming joke. Thank you.
Oh, okay. That's four already for Julie. I can't believe it, Julie, that you're doing this well.
Was that Natalie Janet Dahl?
No, that's Natalie Maines.
That fake Natalie, yeah. Hi, you're on the E-Break voting. Go ahead.
I'll take the Primus, mightier.
Ooh, okay. 4-1 now. That's a vote for me. Hi, you're on the ticket. Go ahead, please. E-Break.
Hey, Dan. Hey, Julie. I vote for the sperm.
Okay, and there we have it. We have a winner. We now replay it at the end, right? Here is... Here's this week's E-Break, the real E-Break winner. We did it right here in the afternoon show.
What song is that?
If you told me you were drowning, I would not lend a hand.
That's her.
Sperm on the drums.
What's on the drum?
Sperm, right?
Oh. Mm-hmm.
So that urban...
That's a part of the song I didn't know.
I was thinking of Step Brothers.
Adds a little tone to the cymbal.
That urban legend went as far, like when we were kids.
Why is this sticking?
Phil Collins.
Gross. Berm. Like ham.
I don't know how you work with him. I really don't.
Thanks, Mino.
That was the end of the drum fill.
You would think that would deaden the sound.
Well, congrats, Julie.
Oh, thank you.
We had to replay that game. We protested.
Okay.
The protest was upheld. We had to replay the last 7.9 seconds, and we have determined that this morning's E-Break winner is actually Julie and not Jake. That was the E-Breaks just from this show in this past week.
It's been a good week.
So
Jake didn't even get a vote on that one. Nobody called for him.
That's what happens when you go to Utah.
Yeah.
Yep. All right, let's do some sports next. Talk about Jerry. Listen to Jerry and what he had to say about Dez and many other things next here on The Ticket.